This week is the final week of Clyburn Park. It's a Pulitzer Prize winning and Tony Award winning play. If you know another play, this sort of goes around A Raisin in the Sun as two acts, one before and one after, and 50 years apart. And joining me are a couple of the actors and students here at Purdue. Brianna Lewings, hello.
Hi.
And Carly Christensen.
Hello.
It's good to have you guys here. I know you've done some research on this and are actually in the play. I guess I'd start out asking, tell me a little bit about playing different characters 50 years apart. I mean, it's one thing I imagine to play a character, one character in a play, but to be in one time period in one act and a different character in another time, is that a challenge or is that sort of fun? Tell me a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, it's both. I'd say it's a challenge and definitely fun because both acts, in a way, they feel like two different plays, even though they, of course, interact and you learn in Act Two, kind of all the callbacks to Act One and how these characters do connect over this 50-year gap. But it really feels like they're, you know, two totally separate lives that you get to create. So in that way, it's a challenge because it's two totally different characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It has been a challenge, but it also is enjoyable. I think that, like Carly said, it does feel like two completely different worlds and two plays within a play. But it's also fun to take it all off and then come back to yourself. And it's kind of like three different worlds that you feel. So that's been my takeaway from it. Yeah.
I know this play has been around for quite a while, and so do you find parallels in and sort of that there are some good lessons from then to now?
I definitely think so. I think it's still a great, I don't know, learning tool because it shows you, it's a reflection of society. And even though there was a lot of discussion in terms of Act Two, even though it's set in 2009, that's contemporary kind of, except that's now nearly a decade behind us. And so we really made sure the whole team that it was in fact specifically 2009, just not like arbitrary modern day, because where we are in 2018 and where we were in 2009 is different. However, there's a lot of things that I think the audience and myself as being part of it can recognize what has changed and what maybe hasn't, even from just the last, 9-10 years.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be learned from the audience's perspective and actually being a part of the production process. I think it's a really great gift to specifically Purdue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious, from when you first auditioned for this play, going through rehearsals, has the meanings changed? Or have you learned a little bit from this play yourself or seen some impact as you've been performing it?
Yes. I don't know that in a good way. I don't know that I knew what I was getting myself into when I auditioned. And going through this journey and now actually being in front of an audience, it's like, wow, this is Clyburn Park, and then the quick switch from 59 to 2009, and then seeing how the audience responds to both of those worlds, depending on who's in the audience, is also very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it interesting to see how audiences influence the performance, that sort of whether there's an electricity or energy to it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Even from just this past weekend, I mean, we only had, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so four shows. And, like, Friday versus Saturday versus the Sunday matinee, the audiences, what they laughed at, what they, gasped at, they were all totally different. And it does, especially, it does really affect kind of how you feel living in both of those worlds on stage. And so that was very interesting to experience because you're trying to figure out what exactly is the audience taking away from what we're doing.
Yeah. Got to remember if they're going to laugh or grasp, that it's their first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very important. My guests are Brianna Lewings and Carly Christensen. They're part of Clyburn Park. So it's closing Saturday, and I know that you guys have been in other productions, and there's been a wide variety. If you are in cabaret, this is radically different than than that, And so I was curious to ask a little bit about how is it to have such a nice wide repertoire over the last few years that you've been at Purdue to be able to portray different characters and have very, you know, while they, you know, certainly relate to today, are very different stories.
I think it's all great fun. And it's such a, I've learned a lot about myself and what I'm actually capable of, you know, because each show is a challenge in its own right. And I think being required to live up to that challenge is what's really matured me, I guess, as an actress.
Yeah, I definitely think having the shows and the great variety that we've been able to participate in, it's just a great way to apply what we're learning. Like, we're spending our every day, just learning about the craft and about ourselves within that craft and who we are as artists. And so being able to apply different techniques for different projects has been just an incredible blessing for education and for growth, totally.
I think it's wonderful that you both actually had research in different aspects of this. So it wasn't just, oh, you know, what happened in this production or, you know, what's the costuming, but you actually guys did research into topics that are very valid to this play.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you think that not only was good academically, but also maybe for the acting chops?
Definitely. I think they all connect directly and indirectly, because the more informed you are, the more truthful you can be, rather than just projecting your idea, you know, your own independent concept of what it must have been. So definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, and as actors, you always do some kind of research in order to do your job. But specifically for this, with our program at Purdue, having a specific topic within this world just really helped me at least to flesh out the details and figure out what is my character aware of in more like sensitive aspects than maybe just a broad kind of time period research would have done. Even though, like, at least the research I did was about deaf culture, and even though my character, I'm not playing Betsy, who is the character who's deaf, but just being aware of that and being able to share that information too with the rest of the cast and the company, I think that was also just a great gift to share with everybody, and we're all having the same kind of stake and we're aware of the weight of the project in which we are embarking on.
Clyburn Park goes through Saturday. It's an award-winning play and being produced right here at Purdue. Brianna and Carly are my guests. And I guess I'd end asking about what you would say to colleagues, friends, our audience. What would you say to them to encourage them to come to a show? What do you think is some of the most interesting or compelling parts of this play that might speak, without giving, you know, anything away? What are some of your favorite parts of this, or what would you want someone to leave with?
Well, I definitely think that the writing of this play is very bold, and the satire elements are so very, in a sense, what is the word? Penetrating, I think. And they cause everyone in the room to feel some type of way, whether you're delivering or you're on the ending, you're on the stick of this is towards me. And I think that the audiences should come with an open mind, and they should also come with an understanding that although you may enjoy the show, hopefully you take away that it's not okay, and you should not be comfortable continuing certain things. So that's what I would say.
With this play, it provides the audience an opportunity to really look at themselves and look at the world in which everyone is existing in and how we can fix it and what is not working in it and what has not been working forever. And ask yourself those hard questions of why is this happening? How have I contributed to this? How, you know, tangibly can I change my behavior and my life and my thinking to affect positive change.
Definitely. But
I think also going back to your original question, why it was so hard to answer was because it was a little bit of this broad, like, why should I come to the theater, which is a whole new question in itself, right? So, and because theater is meant to be seen, because when I read this play at first, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I like this, but it's meant to be seen. It's meant to be done, because then you get all that there is to get out of it, because you have real human beings playing and living the lives of these characters. So go to the theater. Go to something that you have no idea about. Go see something that you're like, I probably won't like this, because, well, what if you do? What if you learn something? You know, you're supporting other people. It's just a great art form to remind us of our humanity.
I always love meeting young people who are interested in live performance, whether it's musical or mm-hmm. theater or, you know, to be an artist, because I think these days we have so many screens in front mm-hmm. of us, and that's one thing to see something and on, you know, the silver screen or TV or whatever, but to see it live is different.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Brianna, Carly, it's nice to meet you, and we look forward to a lot more. Thank you so much.
Thank you.